Track 17, Quiz Answers. Okay, that's enough of the easy listening. It's time to wake from your reverie and find out how much we really know about Norfolk. Here's Tony with the answers to Bob's quiz.
Welcome to Bob's Big Brain Teaser Quiz Answers. So, how did you do this month? We had questions on five different Norfolk subjects, so there should be something for everyone. Let's start with our questions on history. Question 1. The land which once linked Norfolk to the Netherlands is known as Doggerland, and that's not somewhere you walk your dog. Question 2. Bishop's Lynn today is called King's Lynn. Talk about a promotion. And now the folklore questions. Question 3. This is quite a tricky one. Where did a saint make a beaver into a bishop in thanks for being saved from drowning? And it was the village of Babbingley. And question 4. What did the peddler of Swaffham do with his gold? He used it to restore Swaffham Church. Now our two questions on nature. Question 5. Britain's largest butterfly is only found in Norfolk. What is its name? The butterfly is called the swallowtail. I bet Chris Skinner would have known that. And question 6. What are the Kong, the Gadder and the Aints? They are all Norfolk rivers. The Norfolk Broads questions were... Question 7. What are Albion, Hathor and Olive? They are all magnificent Norfolk wherries that sailboats that grace the Broads. And question 8. What were people digging for when they created the depressions which flooded to form the Broads? It was A. Fuel, B. Treasure or C. Tunnels to hide from dragons. The answer was, of course, tunnels to hide from... Oh, no. They were digging peat to burn as fuel. And our final two questions were about Norfolk places. Question 9. Which Norfolk town has the world's only museum of gas as well as local history? It is Fakenham and its gas museum. And our 10th and final question this month is... Can you name which Norfolk towns have piers? Well, there are only two, and they are Cromer and Great Yarmouth. Keith Skipper calls Cromer God's waiting room. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this month's quiz, and our thanks go to Bob for compiling such an informative and entertaining selection of brain teasers. I'll be back next month with more factual fun and frolics. Bye.
They weren't as easy as we might have thought, were they? But well done if you got them all right.